good.
We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. Invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance is the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held May 3rd, 2023. Approve all claims through May 17th, 2023 in the amount of $1,460,947.12, $800,000, which is just an internal transfer. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve receiving sheriff's statement on collection of distress warrants for April 23. Utility permit number 1272 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. Windstream will be installing a communication line to a residence at 28045 South 80th Road. Windstream will bore a 2-inch diameter by 60-inch deep line for the new line from pedestal 160XD, located in the northeast grader ditch of South 80th and Belvedere intersection. Bore under 80th Road to West Grader Ditch and then bore under Belvedere Road to South Grader Ditch, then continue all work on private property located in the southwest corner of Section 2, southeast corner of Section 3, and northeast corner of Section 10, Township 3, North Range 7 East, Rockford Township. Approved quote from KMA Tree Service for the removal of 4 trees around the courthouse in the amount of $2,600.
That should only be 3 trees.
And 1 tree to be trimmed.
Okay.
Oh, so we'll make a correction to item 7. That's 3 trees and 1 tree to be trimmed.
Good. Thank
that
you.
That will get people wound up messing with trees at the courthouse.
Oh, yeah.
I would ask for a motion to approve the agenda as presented with the amendment to item 7. Motion by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment on any matter that is not on the agenda. However, no board action can be taken. Discussion will not occur unless the board declares it is an emergency. Any public comment? I know all of you are involved with us, but we still welcome you this morning. Public comment going once. Public comment going twice.
We had an auction.
Sold. We'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Swavely.
I'll let David come up and he can explain what's going on. But we got the conceptual designs from the 3 architects that we asked back about 2 or 3 months ago, and David and I will next week, or sometime here in the future before the next meeting, we'll just put them together in a little packet so you can, the board can see what those guys think. Okay, so. Well, the one's not a good one, but we got 3 answers.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a few things we had. I'm going to get a bid for restriping the parking lot areas at the courthouse and sheriff's area. Veterans office work from the hail damage has been completed. Everything looks good over there. District court clerks, I have been visiting with them as far as they would like to kind of revamp their office. So I've been working with them on how they want to have that done. And they did have Cornhusker State Industries come down and to start the process of getting bids for desk in that office. And the flags, Avenue of Flags, they are being put up on Armed Forces Day, which is Saturday, May the 20th from 7 a.m., and they'll be taken down at 4 p.m. And on Memorial Day, they will go up on Thursday the 25th at 7 p.m., and they will come down on Tuesday the 30th at 5 p.m.
7 a.m. or 7 p.m. on 5/25?
7 p.m. in the evening.
Okay.
Yes, and we used to do it where we would put them up on the day of Memorial Day, and now it's a longer time period to leave them up. So that's...
Volunteers want it.
Yes, yes. And they do. They go up really, you know, pretty quick when we do have a good turnout. And one nice thing, we used to fold them here, which sometimes was hard to do with the wind blowing. Now they just put them back in the cases, but they actually fold them down at the Legion. So that's helped out a lot, too. So that's all I had.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great week. Equalization, homestead corrections for 2020 were approved today. New valuations will go out in the beginning of June. We went over briefly on Monday how the protest process will work with our referees as well as board interaction with the with the protests that we don't come up with a solution for the homeowners or the property owners, how that'll work when they interact with the board. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items, advanced correctional health care, jail, on-site medical services, $10,213.65. Beaches Area Solid Waste Agency, annual interlocal agreement fee, $26,496. Gage County internal transfer of funds, $800,000. Washington County Sheriff, Board of Inmates, $13,634. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $69,209.73. Gus Construction Incorporated, Adams Southwest, C-34 Project, $36,885.95. Rock On Incorporated, Hauling Township Gravel, $17,216.73. Sat Brothers Fuel Oil, $26,583.89.
You and Eddie are on the Boswa board, right?
Supposedly.
I was told by somebody they're telling people they have to be in and out of there by 2:30 in the afternoon now. Is that right? Do you know?
Our meeting's always in the evening.
No, he's talking about dumping.
At the dump.
I think it was three, Eric, and the reasoning behind that is it was three, and I was told that, you know, after all the garbage is taken up, it's all got to be covered every night, packed and compacted and covered with dirt. So it gives them time to clean up and finish up that day's garbage being hauled up in there.
And they don't open until after 8.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working 8 to 2 or taking material from 8 to 2:30. When you guys have a meeting there next time for Boswa, could you ask them to maybe at least hit banker's hours and at least make it a little closer to a partial day like every other landfill?
Everything's cut and dried before the meeting. We don't vote on it. We just vote and be done. Meeting might last 4 minutes.
Well, there's a reason Milford makes money on their landfill, and there's a reason ours is where it's at. It's like it'd be nice if they'd run a few more hours maybe.
And let me kind of explain why that fee is there. It's a yearly fee Gage County pays to Boswa. It lets the rural people come in and dump. That's the idea of it. You know, you're still going to pay, but it's just a fee that lets rural people access the dump.
And the county still pay a fee to dump.
Yes, sir.
But we supplement or subsidize that.
Yes, sir.
The county does for the
yes,
rural.
And the county still pays for every load we take out there as well. County trucks or county forces.
There are certain hit-ups with other rural items too.
I assume the city though as well. I mean, they build their own departments, like they don't call it the highway department, the road department.
Street
department. If they bring stuff in. So it's not a...
I don't know how that works. Good question. On the citywide cleanup, is that billed to the city then too?
I bet it is. I don't know that answer, but they usually are pretty good at billing back and forth between departments on things. But
they're moving the landfill across the highway.
Will that one be open longer?
Doubtful.
No.
I think at the time, 2025, Eddie, is the one that's supposed to be full on the north side, and then it's going to be moved to the south side, toward the east of C&D, or west of C&D.
Go ahead.
Question that you have, Eric, is operationally, why can't they be covering at the same time that they're still putting product out in there and then finish covering right at the end of the day? I think it's a fair question to ask, and maybe there's a perfectly good reason why they can't, why they need to. Well, I don't know. What time do they actually quit working out there? Is it 4 or is it 5?
I can't answer that.
Yeah. I mean, 2:30 to 4 or 2:30 to 5, do they need that amount of time, or why couldn't they continue to take product but be covering at the same time? That's a perfectly good question.
Other locations seem to, much bigger operations. Seems like it would be a good idea for the public.
While we're on that subject, that road, and I know I've talked about it before, that stretch of highway, those 3 miles there, going to the dump from both ways, is showing wear and tear pretty good anymore.
Are you proposing giving that to the city with their landfill?
I'm proposing to see if we can get an interlocal agreement with them to help them, have them help us to pay for part of it.
That's a good idea.
That's South Sumner Street is what you're talking about,
no,
right?
No, I'm talking about...
You're talking about the concrete...
The bypass.
Yeah, okay, just give it back to the state. We took it from the state years
you
ago.
You guys did that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know we did.
Really legitimately, that is... I mean, that's more of a state highway than it is anything else.
No, but the county agreed to take it from the state. So.
Yeah, what was the swap on that, Dave? There was a swap.
I know that answer. 112 South going to Hanover. State is not going to add any more roads, supposedly, at the time.
Yes.
So they took that stretch, and it was a dirt road, basically, going south. They improved that or made that a state property, but in order to do that, that stretch right there had to be taken over by the county.
So
that's the reason.
So maybe that is a good discussion to have with the state at this point and see if they wouldn't take that back like it should be.
That one's legitimately as state highway as any piece of road in the county.
Oh, sure.
It's a bypass, though.
Yeah.
Like Don said.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I would turn that over to Mark then and say, Mark, would you start conversations with who's the new NDOT? Who's in charge of the NDOT now? Kyle Shinois, he left last year. That might be a conversation to start having with him.
I do know the state is redoing that that intersection of Highway 136 and Dump Road 2025-ish. From a 4-fork, it's going to drop down to a 3-fork. So
it might be something you want to talk to Senator about before you...
I could talk to Myron about that.
I mean, there's a way to probably approach that doesn't get no right off.
An immediate no, Mr. Juergens?
While we're talking about...
The 3, because you come straight up or you go...
Road coming into repairs. I know in July, sometime July, starting July, August, that 112 South, that road going to Hanover, is going to be completely re-overlaid and shouldered again. There is a ton of traffic on that one, down 8 going that way. So the state is going to do that one this year, too.
Not too long ago, they did something to that intersection.
It is.
It's 112 like this, and then it starts.
Then over on 8, and then 112.
Yeah.
With Boswell questions, have you guys in your meetings talked about closure costs or have closure costs for the current landfill? Is that all mapped out and dollars taken care of and planned ahead for that?
They can't utilize the building on the north side for the south side. They got to build everything new on the south side.
I'd heard they're going to build all new facilities again.
Wow.
Are they going to sell that building or?
Eric?
Oh,
sorry. We're talking about the dump, and maybe this is a discussion for another time. But does the recycling, the city takes care of the recycling, makes the decisions on recycling, although many people throughout the county want to recycle and like to have a place to go for cans, aluminum cans, plastic, and so forth. Is that anything that we can have input on? I mean, because this does fill up the landfills faster. And I recently heard that tin cans are no longer taken by, now maybe that's just a rumor, but that Beatrice isn't taking tin anymore for recycle.
There's a recycling trailer in Philly that still takes newspapers, plastic, and tin cans.
Tin or aluminum? Well, then has it.
What's that?
Tin or aluminum?
Tin. I don't think they've ever taken aluminum cans.
I will say when Boz was separate from Mars. Mars is the city city garbage company. When the city bid that out, they required a recycling center to be open regular business hours by anyone that bid it. But then when the city took it over, they decided it was too expensive to do that, so they changed that. They do take cardboard at behind the old auditorium. I don't know what else they recycle there. As far as recycling options, I would say we probably don't have any say in what Mars does. We can ask the city because they've been advertising and trying to get the business throughout the county. So it would be it's a public entity. It's not private. It's the city of Beatrice running a garbage company, but we could ask them if they would provide services.
See, I think, well, with Wymore, I believe Blue Springs quit theirs. Wymore decided to continue. They added a charge. I believe that was after, you probably know better than I do, after Beatrice took over the garbage system up here, that there's a charge to Wymore now for the recycle. So what Wymore did was added it to their utility bills to cover it. Previously, though, people from outside the county, the rural, not outside the county necessarily, but rural people were bringing their recyclables into Wymore. Well, now, and I understand why, but they're not allowing that because it's the city of Wymore, the people of Wymore that's paying for that. So they're not taking any of the rural, which I understand that. So now, and I was one of them that took recyclables, and I have friends, neighbors, and others that's mentioned, where we go? Where do we go with our recycle? And I can see that it amounts to quite a bit of material that it's going to add to the dump, and maybe it's over a long period of time, but it still is a factor, in my opinion. And I don't know if you can bring it to Beatrice. I don't know if Beatrice allows, but then I heard that Beatrice took away tin cans.
That would be a discussion for Boswa again when you guys do have a meeting. When they bid the garbage out, one of the bidders was Waste Connections out of Lincoln, and there were presentations as far as single stream garbage. So everything came in, and they basically sorted stuff out, and there was going to be a reduction of, and Terry or Eddie, you might remember better, I don't know if you guys went over those bids at all, but I think there was going to be a reduction in landfill by 40% or something like that. Mm-hmm. It may have been more. I think that was on the conservative side, the 40% reduction in landfilled material. But when the city decided to do that themselves, they went single stream right into the landfill. So they're balancing economics and what the recycling is. Just 1 second, Eddie, Mr.
Lytle. I was just going to say that the recyclables aren't a profit maker. I mean, it's an expense. And that's been several years. But when Jake Von Busch was still alive and still here, I kind of discussed this with him at that time, and it was not a money maker for me. They quit taking glass because they couldn't even find anywhere to get rid of the glass, you know. And tin cans was pretty close to the same thing at the time, and plastic wasn't real good, and cardboard was the only thing that they could really turn a profit on or make it worthwhile. So it's difficult to get rid of on one hand, and it's also not a money maker. So it's probably hard to find somebody to take it on, especially unless you've got some type of profit to go with it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it'd have to be subsidized.
Yeah.
And losing money big time. It's good to see people that want to recycle.
Yep.
And I hear it from people in my neighborhood that have been recycling and want to continue to recycle and can't. And I know it may not look like there's not a profit, but long term it's going to cost somewhere because you fill up the landfill. Put a dollar value on that, it's hard to do. But it's just something I wanted to bring up at some point, because I personally like to recycle, but if we're just going to... I've also heard some of the recycle stuff that people take it in, recycle it, turn around, and they just take it out to the dump anyway.
Yep.
And then we've made... And I've heard people complain, well, here I sacked it all up, kept it separate, and then they ended up taking it to the dump anyway. Well, then you just will not have recycle if that's...
And that was part of my discussion. That's what brought my discussion with Jake that day that we discussed it was because I was watching him take some stuff, take the glass, they'd throw it on the truck, and the truck would go out to the dump and dump it. And it's like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
That's exactly
right. Got a trailer and everything for it. And anyhow, that's just wanted to bring that up.
The only thing I could think of is, like I say, when government runs things, I've never seen it run well.
Maybe it does if it comes to the county running it. Now, be careful.
I don't know. I can pick apart every single thing we do, and we could hire it out and run it more efficiently. I'll say that's probably the same here. I would say that's a Boswell discussion as you're talking about the new landfill. The city may want to look at privatizing that again. There was, like I say, a national company, same company that runs the landfill in Milford, which is a profitable landfill, or they wouldn't be doing it.
Where does Jefferson County go with Smith?
They go to Milford.
Milford?
It's a transfer station on the edge of town, but I think they still transfer station it, and then it gets hauled up there. But some big outfit like that, and I'm not saying that company or any other company, but some big company like that or some person in that business that could single stream it and take all that material out, I think that's our only option, unless Beatrice is going to invest a lot of money into...
As a county, could we investigate a path for recycle to have a big company like you're suggesting, like you're saying?
Potentially, but with the city of Beatrice kind of getting to a monopoly and throughout the county now, it'd be hard for anyone else to come in and...
Because it's the garbage services included.
Yeah.
It's not just recycle.
It'd be recycling garbage and everything. The recycle would have to be subsidized by the garbage, I would think.
Tin cans you'd be able to take to Beatrice Scrap, wouldn't you?
I would think so.
Yeah. Same way with aluminum.
Right, yeah. Both of those you can go down there with. Now plastic and cardboard.
But I think Beatrice accepts plastic and cardboard. And I mean, everything's recycled. Everything's accepted, at least here in town.
Do they accept plastic and cardboard from outside the city limits?
If you have a three-county plate on your car, I don't know how they're going to find out. I mean, tell the difference.
I mean, there's recycled tubs set up. I've brought cardboard down there before, but I don't know beyond that.
They have bins for a lot of stuff in that one. They have the separate... They have a couple of big ones, just they put the cardboard in.
Okay. Is that at the auditorium, behind the auditorium?
Yeah. Well, didn't they recycle, used to be south of the county barn?
Yeah, over by Dempster's.
Well, that's when it was private.
Is that open now?
It's across from Dempster's.
It's not there anymore?
When Beatrice took it over, they moved it
to that.
They closed that, Eddie, because it cost too much to operate it, so Mars closed that.
It was back at the old Form Fit building.
Yep.
Market them all over.
But they still have that building, but they don't do recycling there anymore. But I was just thinking about hours, and I mean, there's plenty of things. There's always something to complain about on something, but there gives you guys something to take to Boswell.
Carrie.
Human resources, employee relations. I don't think we really have anything we need to go over right now on that. Law enforcement emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Gus, you got anything? Did you want close?
I don't want to be further. I asked him if we could do closed session. He wants to at this time later.
I know the answer, but.
Okay. As far as emergency management, I don't know.
I don't have anything unless you have something for me.
So yeah.
Just came up.
Lisa hadn't said that she had anything, and I don't have anything. So, and Gus, if I guess if you want to do closed session at the end, or
that, I'll for Roger. It's, I think he got my email, but it's up to me up to today.
Yeah, I think it, I guess it's sending some information. I think to share it, we need to.
We should.
I would ask the court or the court. Ask the Court of Supervisors to have a closed session to discuss law enforcement issues. Security.
With that, we'll go into closed session at.
What?
You want to now or at the end?
I'm sorry.
Now. I thought you meant now.
We can do it after you get through with the regular business. Yeah. So everybody else didn't have to sit here.
Right? Yeah.
I was just denied.
Should have refreshments.
Earn Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
My secretary wants to do this today.
That might be a Miller Lite.
Good thing she's smiling and.
You know what? If you would have said that Monday,
yeah, you would have got clipped.
Monday might have been a different story.
Yeah.
Can you start?
I don't know.
She didn't know what to say, Dan.
Working through that one.
Old stuff.
Patch stuff. We talked about using. Somebody came in wanted to put magnesium chloride on a road for dust control. This is something we talked about previous. It appears to be the same product because it's also magnesium chloride. We talked about uses of other products like mineral oil or soybean oil. And talked about needing to discuss this with Roger to see if there's any risks involved about some sort of policy, or if we need to do some sort of policy on the type of product put on roads. So we can add that to his list because he likes extra jobs.
No, Mark sent me an email, and as with any private person putting stuff on public property, there's issues we got to cover. And I'll just leave it at that. You can imagine, you know, we have enough liability issues when it comes to our own people, our own employees maintaining roads and making sure they're taken care of. Those would have to address those, and obviously with our insurance carrier, to make sure we cover anything that they would be concerned about, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll get together right after we get done.
Roger, another question. We were made aware that there's township that is actually doing this process. Is that any? I mean, is there any concern on our part on a township road doing the same thing?
Oh, yeah. The answer to the question, yes, because again, you know, if there's a problem, let's say an accident, you think we're going to be immune because it's not our road?
Right.
Yeah, we'll be tagged right along with the election commission lawsuit. It's a concern. I think that, you know, if we know about it, we need to look into it.
You got caught cheating.
Yeah. So let me know what it is, and I'll at least touch base with them and see what's going on.
Mr. Schuler?
There are
caught way past that.
Places in Nebraska and in Kansas, Marshall County, Kansas, and I know there's other counties north of us with heavier populations, heavier traffic on gravel roads that do use dust control, and I guess I would like to know if there's any increased accident rates or any liability issues for those counties and see what the results are there. I think we can learn from the others that are using it.
Lancaster in specific uses dust control, correct?
Yes, and I believe Sarpy does.
So, I mean, they'll give us a couple resources to check. What are their policies? I'm sure they have a policy.
They don't have townships.
They don't have townships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it'd be their road.
So I'm just saying that adds a layer.
Right.
To it. The issues are similar, but Yeah.
Back when we were talking with them, back when we were talking about dust control at Virginia, I checked with the highway superintendents or the county engineer of those counties to ask their opinion on the dust control. I guess liability wasn't something that come up as far as acts, but they do use it, and especially like in construction areas and so forth, they do use it. And I also want to add that there's some differences between what Mr. Rock was talking about and the company he's talking about using and the company that I spoke to with the soybean oil product. Mark has since checked with, he actually ended up talking to the people that would have applied it for Joe Thorell's company that sells the product. They go for more aggressive, as they did by Virginia. They was going to want it scarified, but it depends what goals you're after. If you want long-term protection and aggregate savings, it's better if you work the road. You know, they wanted rubber tire compaction and all that to do it, give a full demonstration of the capabilities of the product. But once, if you're just looking at dust control only, then you can surface apply and not work it, rubber tire compact it, so forth. So you're kind of comparing. There's a difference between the two. What Home Kansas's product, the people that are offering that there, does not have the soybean oil in it. It's exact same product they use to put on the state highways for ice removal or ice conditions. It's the same thing. So there is a difference between the two.
If we're going to allow anything, then we'd need some type of one size fits all across the county, private people, private people, townships, county, whoever, so that we're not allowing one neighbor to use something and not allowing someone else to use it.
All that could be addressed in the policy.
In the policy. And even with, I didn't think of them not having townships. We do have a different layer of government in there, but we still help direct them. So I would almost think if we spelled it out where if we allow it, we tell the township, just like another entity, they're allowed to do this. Does that make sense, Roger? Like, we set the rules out so that they're allowed to do, or maybe the township has the say if someone in the township's allowed to do something, but we only allow X or we don't allow something.
Typically, the county is going to be involved if there's, from the financial, that's usually the county would be paying for something, or otherwise you get into a situation where it's your responsibility, but we're going to direct you how to do it.
And I guess I'm really good at oversimplifying things and bringing it to you and then telling you make it work.
As Mark says, that's something we got to work through, those things. Because we try to help them in other areas, such as with the brush control and trees along right-of-ways and those kind of things, to get movement on that. Again, I think it's something we could work around. I just, like I said, my first call is probably going to be talk to, Ben Baxter, but it's whoever took over Baxter's job at NIRMA, and see what kind of issues they've run into, because, this isn't the first time, and that's where most of these things start. And I understand there may not be any accidents or a lot of accidents, but it only takes one.
And I'm not saying that's...
We just want to make sure we're covered.
I'm not even saying that we do it, but if we would do it, we need, like you said, some type of blanket policy that's specific enough but vague enough. And
well, and I think you want to do that so that townships that have money to use it to buy this stuff can do it. The other townships that may be a little, don't have quite the bankroll, can't do it. That creates a problem for the board here that sits, even though it's not your roads. So, again, I think those are issues that let's develop something and bring it up here, and then probably at some point have the public come in and weigh in too. Because then if they buy into it, it doesn't become as big an issue.
on what, especially on what type of product being allowed to that, use.
That's another big one for damage to vehicles or anything else.
Once you decide you're going to do it, then you've been a dang product.
Because we, I mean, we have a specific vehicle we would choose to use when it's salty out versus one we're going to drive when it's not. Now, if you put a salt product or a magnesium chloride product, which is a very corrosive product, on a road, you don't know which ones they're put on, then my summertime driving just changed for vehicles too.
No, I mean, those are all pieces that a person has to look at. If it's allowed, what's allowed? Mr. Dorn.
Whatever happened to the concept, if you live in the country, you're going to have dust.
Well, that's what I told my neighbors when they wanted paving. It's like, I don't want paving because it'll bring more people out there. the dust is an issue. We'll just say we're a very advanced people now that are... We've gotten really spoiled with everything.
Advanced people?
I don't know. Look at a vehicle.
We're talking about him, though, right?
As Eddie drives down the road with his Jeep with no top on.
Everybody but Eddie.
That wasn't the you weren't done with Road and Bridge Report, were you, Ms. Saxby?
No, she got interrupted.
Yeah. All I had left was we talked about the Marshall County Bridge, but that appears to be on our agenda today, so I will leave it for our agenda item.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? We are flying through this agenda.
Oh, don't worry. I'm pretty sure that State Line Bridge might take a little time.
I don't know. We'll see. Up next, approve or disapprove recommendation on special designated license for Barn Rocket Brewing, LLC, for an event held at the Barn Event Center, 2331 West Ash Road, Cortland, Nebraska, June 10th, 2023. We have a letter from the sheriff.
Okay.
Last year as well.
Fully aware of the applicant's request and intentions to hold this function, we do not oppose the issuance of this special designated license, which, as we always say, we just make a recommendation to the liquor license and they do with it what they will anyway. But
motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Lytle.
I tried.
To approve. any discussion on this item? It's only recommendation new. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove community-based juvenile services, a grant award, and authorizing the board chairman to sign the grant award. This is a grant that's put together every year, and it actually helps pay Christine's costs and wages as well.
Move to approve.
Okay. Didn't motion even give her a chance to talk.
Second by Dorn. You have anything you'd like to tell us about this, Christina?
Sir, discussion.
The grant pays for Gage County Juvenile Diversion. And Gage County maps just a small portion. And then it also goes to pay for $6,796 of alternatives to detention. So that's coaching, youth coaching, or and electronic monitoring from probation when they put someone on supervision pre-adjudicated. That's what this grant year pays for.
Basically, this helps work with probation when they don't have the funds necessary. Otherwise, we've got to send juveniles, kids, to Lincoln if they have room. If they don't, they go to Madison.
And it's if not, a they lot go more to expensive.
Or Douglas. So, not to me, we don't want our kids going up to... But those are some
bad places.
Well, and they're expensive places. Yeah, I think they've gone up to $290 a day.
A day.
Well, we detention. So I tried to get them out fairly quickly.
A day.
This grant helps us with some
money. Thank you, Emily.
How many dollars is this grant total?
$44,492, which is less than what I wrote for, but for the past several years, because of COVID and lots of other things, we have not spent our allotted amount, and so It's decreased a little bit every year, but there's still some other programs that we do as part of diversion, working with truancy, peer support, some other things that we will have to find other funding for, adult diversion, but this pays for juvenile diversion.
And as Rogers told us before, that's a huge savings to the county and hopefully beyond just dollars and cents, a benefit to the kids long term.
And adults in the court system and the county in general.
Sometimes you feel like you're swimming upstream, but you gotta keep getting wet and see if we can help.
We have a motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion from the board or questions? This might be the easiest you've ever got off in here, Christina.
It is.
Sounds like a good program to me.
Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
Can I just pick it up later?
That way the girls can make a copy, correct? Yeah, that would be great.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, discussion on the State Line Bridge adjacent to the Line Weber Schultz property. Marshall County has a township system also, but they also have an administrator. I talked to the administrator himself or a board member were not able to come up this morning, and I said, I know it's short notice, but we did have a nice visit. The gentleman that came up before from the board actually got beat up by a couple bulls. He ended up between them. They ended up being a lot more solid than he was. So he's banged up pretty good, unfortunately. The administrator and I talked. He asked the question, so we've got an agreement. We take care of this structure. Why won't you guys just pay it? Pay your half. And I said, well, the discussion, and I tried to just be very flat with them what our discussion was Monday. This bridge goes to one cabin that had an existing, the bridge existing when he purchased the property. There's a civil dispute between two other landowners, and he goes, well, it sounded like from that side, that's what's really driving it to the guy that bought the cabin. It was brought up, he might want to build something or pour concrete. He can't get a concrete truck there. And I brought up Ms. Saxby's comment. Well, if we do this for a single property, which keep in mind they said if you look at everyone, it could be up to 4 or 5 property owners that could be affected altogether. If we put a bridge in for everyone that has a place that they need a bridge, there's going to be a line. He said he didn't feel tubes were a good alternative because it was going to take at least 4 10-foot tubes. I said, I'm not aware of how many it'll take. He thought there would be additional maintenance on that they'd be responsible for, clearing brush, things like that, plus additional structure, yearly inspections of those tubes. And I said, I'm not aware of the yearly inspections on culverts. Every 2 years you have to inspect the culverts? Okay.
It's still, depending on the length of the bridge, which that would be a state bridge, you still got to do your
We talked about the low water crossing option or low water access option. He said that they would be required to maintain that. And I said, if I understand right, there wouldn't be any maintenance on that. And he asked, what if it washes out? I said, I don't know. These are things we didn't talk about. One thing then at the end that he did say, which they're more than happy to come talk to us too. He said, you know, we just can't get up here right now. And I said, I'll fill you in on our discussion after today, and we'll figure out what route we want to go as far as additional discussion or meetings. But he said, if we would switch to something else, would we be willing to take the maintenance over on that structure? And like if we would go with tubes instead of a bridge or a low water crossing access instead of a bridge. I asked what the price would be. I had misspoke Monday and said it would be around $400. He said current prices, it would be closer to $250,000 total price. So I was way off. But he thinks it would cost about $250,000 to put that bridge in. I don't remember what the quote was for the low water crossing or the low water access, whatever it was, but I was thinking with dirt work and everything, we were closer to 10. Does that sound right?
Correct, but then you're still running the risk of it possibly washing out if there was ever a high water or flood. There's going to be issues down the road.
With the low water crossing.
Well, you got that with a bridge, too.
You said 10,000? So we would need a flood 25 times?
We'd need not a flood, but a total washout.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But there again, yeah. we're doing it on a private property. So are we going to do that with everyone else in the county?
That's the issue, and I brought that up with them. How do we treat all of our residents fairly? And I said, is the bridge at a failure point? And he said, well, it's old, and it's it's not wide enough or rated heavy enough.
We have a lot of those.
For his equipment, yeah. I'm just going to suggest something here. You got a couple of folks here, well, actually three entities, and everybody's rattling their sabers.
We're not. We're staying calm.
No, we're not. We're the fourth entity.
Oh.
They're trying to pull us in.
Okay.
Okay, and that's as your counsel, I'm saying, before we say something in open public that may be used in litigation, and I'm not saying they're going to do this, but, you know, I've met with these people, and it's like, gosh darn it, just get it solved. You know, goes back to dust. sometimes that's just part of the operation. But, you know, if you're going to start discussing, like, what your position as a county board is and the alternatives, I think you need to go into closed session just because of the potential litigation here. And if we say something, lawyers are very good about going back over minutes and asking Dawn for copies of her recordings. And I just, you know, like I said, this one, I got a little heartburn about that. It shouldn't be, but you know what? It happens. And I appreciate you guys want to find a resolution, but I'll just stop right there.
And we do want to be good neighbors with our neighboring counties and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. We've got another state that we work well with, another county.
With that, we do have a closed session anyway. I guess I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:33, necessary for the protection of the public interest or protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. Firstly, for discussion on possible resolution to the state line bridge, and then secondly, is it a security issue, counsel? For counsel's security issue to discuss with the sheriff.
Negotiations then on the first one?
Discussion and possible solution on the first
one. I'll second it.
Motion by Sway Lytle.
No.
Dorn.
I'm sorry. Motion by Dorn, second by Schuler, to go into closed session at 9:33. No action will be taken after this. This will be the last item that we go over today.
Please vote directly to Pickrell.
7 in favor. We are in closed session. It's probably a good idea. I mean,
button yet? I haven't pushed the button yet, guys. Okay.
We will go back into open session at 10:10 on the clock. Anything else for the good of the order? Mr. Schuler had some good news.
Yes, I attended a Liberty Village board meeting last week.
He didn't vote.
Oh, to come out of...
Can I have a motion to come out of closed session at 10:10? Motion by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Swavely. To come out of closed session at 10:10, please vote. 6-5 in favor, with Juergens absent and Lytle voting no. We are back in open session at 10:10.
He's undecided.
Mr. Schuler.
I attended a Liberty Village board meeting last week, and I was impressed with the aggressiveness of the board. They're trying to get their water system replaced. They've talked to SEND and working with Tom Bliss to see what they can do to get grants to replace their water system. It's badly needed. It's 100 years old, and they have problems consistently. But they do have improvements in town. When I was there, they were... Apparently, it just happened that day or a few days ahead. They bulldozed, an owner. And this is all done by the owners of these lots. It hasn't been any grants or any village money put into it. But the owners of the properties in Liberty are cleaning it up. There was one house that was just smoldering there in a pile, in a hole, and the trees removed. There's another building that had caught fire sometime or another. Well, it has been pushed into a pile, and they're waiting to remove it. And, well, actually, after the village board meeting, I got a tour by the water department guy, Steve McDowell. Roger Tye is the chairman of the village board, but he's no longer their water person. And there's houses being remodeled. There's one there sitting empty that looks like a completely new home. Nobody's moved into it yet. It's a gentleman here in Beatrice, I told, has remodeled it, but he just hasn't moved into it yet. It needs landscaping done. And the homes that have been remodeled in the inside, there's still yard work, and you know, you just can't tell necessarily by driving by that these houses have been refurbished. There's a population of 38 people in Liberty, and Steve told me he thought there was, and it wouldn't take long to count them, but like 17 or 18 homes. Two of them are new within the last 5 years. They're small, but they're new homes. And the industry that Liberty is famous for is no longer there. There's one individual living in the home on the north side of Liberty in their industrial park, I call it, but that is no longer in business. Some of them have went to jail. Some of them have passed away. And I'm sure in a small community like that, they know who's up and up and who isn't. But I was very impressed by how Liberty is proud of their town and doing things to improve it. And I just wanted to share that with you.
That's good to hear.
If you get a chance, there's a new building.
Stay out of the region.
There's a new building going up in town, a new machine shed. Alan Slotchek's a local farmer, and it's within the village limits. A large new machine shed. I don't know if he plans on building a house there as well. There's many people, so I was told. I shouldn't say many. Many compared to, even if there's three, that's many compared to a population of 38 that have plans to build. There's a retired engineer from out of town that's bought property in Liberty and plans to build a new home there and move. They want to be off the grid.
Come back to Beatrice.
And the one of the homes that's there within the last 5 years, and this guy's a retired mechanical engineer. He moved there to live off the grid.
Are they going to be putting in solar farms?
Well, the guy that built one of the new homes wanted to be entirely solar, and he has solar panels. But I think I was told he did have to hook into the grid, but his intentions was to stay completely off. But he does have solar.
That's a good thought. That's what I like that idea. Ms. Haxby.
I like that Liberty is really rebuilding and working on getting better and building and getting people to move there. So let's plop a large hog confinement 1.5 miles away.
Well, there are people looking for jobs.
Debbie Downer has come again.
They drive to Tecumseh. There's one lady that drives to Tecumseh to work from there. There's people drive to Lincoln from there. There is a chicken operation north, but it's in Pawnee County. And a couple of the people have jobs in the chicken operation.
I did have, just so I tell you guys, because I told the the good lady that I would, I believe it was Marcella Rademacher.
Mert Rademacher?
What is it?
Marcella.
Mert Rademacher. Is her name Marcella?
Yes.
Okay, she texted me. They're coming back from out of state somewhere. She asked if she had to drive all night to get here to make a formal request of the board to review. Made me think of it when you said the hog facility. She would like to request formally to have the board review hog confinements or CAFOs, our regulations on CAFOs. And I said, I said, there's no reason to drive all night to do that. I can tell the board that, but I will let them, let you guys know that she made a request, a formal request for that. So there's no reason to come in. We don't have a process. I'll just let you guys know she'd like us to review that.
My neighbor went in Iowa. I don't know where he went in Iowa, but he said there was a hard confinement building on every corner. So, and I asked him if it was Summit, and he didn't know.
Panhandle, Oklahoma, where some of my mom's family's from. When I was a kid, there wasn't hogs, period, there. And they're everywhere now, too.
Do you keep that paper that I had here?
Uh-oh. Which one?
I'll just reprint it.
Which one is it?
On the permit from the state.
Yes.
Gus, have you had many calls for Liberty, or how
this
do you
one?
Think?
Not like yeah. The stuff that I needed yet, I kept, and then I just...
Know what we...
There were three guys came into my office and talked to me 2-3 years
still
ago.
Still bars in front of the Legion doors and windows?
Roger Ty. Yeah.
Anything, before we get distracted, anything else for the good of the order? Gary's back faster than I thought he was going to be. If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:18.
Second.
Moved by Dorn. Do we have a second? Second by Swavely. To adjourn at 10:18.
Well, Rogers bought up property.
Any discussion? Please vote.
7 in favor.
6 in favor. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
That's awesome.
For the years they left grocery store,
gas station, I zing it right away.
Well, and all small communities are losing it.
Emily, I was
going to
say something
to you.
Yeah,
but
John was talking.
I just wanted people to know that, you know, they're positive about their town.
The town will give you the lot if you build a new house.
But it's good to have people take over and
you don't have near as much red tape.
It's been cleaned up
in that situation. Once they get
through, do you?